In mumnis b'shloishim, you want a paskin a shal of mumnis, you have to have three dayonim. Ze boru lehasa. How do you have these three dayonim? Is ze boru leyechud? One person of the two people that are coming to complain, one person, Ruvain, has a right to choose one dayim. Is ze boru leyechud and Shimon, the other one, has a right to choose another dayim? Or shneim boru lem oid echod, and both together are maskin to take a third dayim. That's how they get three dayonim. Hebrew Rameya, these are words of the Rameya. Vachomam lechom say, Shnei dayonim bornuhem oidechad. No, each one only has the right to choose one dayon. And once you have these two dayonim, the two dayonim themselves have the right to choose the third dayon. Now, zeh poisel dayne shalzeh, vizeh poisel dayne shalzeh, Hebrew Rameya. Each one of them, even though each one has the right to choose his own dayon, but if the one chooses that dayin, the other one has the right to veto it. He could say, no, I don't trust, I don't want that dayin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chomrim l'chom say, it depends. Ein musai, when is this said? Bizman she'mei v'aleim raya she'en kreivim ha'psulim. Only if this nidin can bring a proof that the dayin, the other one wants to use his puzzle. He's a carvoy's puzzle. Avlim hoyik she'rim. By mumchim, but let's say the dayan was a kosher dayan, also he was a mumcha, and the yochel apostle. Then samzoy the nidin can't say, I don't want to use him. You have no right to apostle the dayan. Really, the Gemara explains the machlokes here is that the dayan is not a mumcha. So therefore, the chum say that they have a right to apostle and say, therefore, Meir says that each one has a right to apostle the other one. The chum say no. Even though the dayan is not a mumcha, so what? When do you have a right to pastel him? Only if you have a right to say he's a korov or he's pastel. But once he's not a korov, not a pastel, he's a kosher. So in the Mishnah says, im hoyik sherim oy mumchim, the Gemara says, we need to say that the chum hold, a kosher is like a mumcha. And therefore, any yochel pastel him, he can't pastel him. Now the Mishnah says, ze poisel edov shel ze, let's say Ruvain brings to Edim to Steiner. So Shimon, the other one, has a right to passel those two Edim. Doesn't mean passel them, means him and another aid. He can start with another aid to passel to make a train tray. The Zeh place Edim shows them the opposite way also. Shimon could come with another aid to passel Ruvain's Edis. Give it Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, he's not called an Agei B'davam, and therefore he's never like Edis to passel to make a tray against tray. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is talking about. The Chomer of the Chomer say, Amosai, when was this said, Bisman Shumevi Aleim Raya, Sheikh Ravim Absulim? Again, when do you have a right to pass all the other ones, Avis? Only if you could prove it, that those Avis are really Psulim, Yikaradin, they're a Korovar Apostle. Avlam Hoyik Sherm, but they're Kosher Adim, and Yachal Apostle. You have the right to say that we can't trust them. Because even with the Tzirif, with another Redechid, you and somebody else, you have no right, because then that's called Yenagay B'Avis. And therefore, you're not Naaman. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes is telling you, what the case is. So Gemara is Takasha, Mai Zeh Boru LaYechod, Zeh Boru LaYechod. What does it mean to say this Badova chooses one Bezdin for himself, and the other one chooses another Bezdin for himself? That the Hazan Mina is what the Mishnah means to say, Zeh Boru LaYechod, that first Reuven chooses a Bezdin of three, and then the Zebor LeYechad and Shimon chooses a different Bezdin of three, and then together they choose a third Bezdin of three, which means you have to have nine Dayonim. So for the Gemara, what do you have to have nine Dayonim for? For the Gemara, the Klosa Sagish, you're enough to have just three Dayonim. Dinim Omnis, the first Mishnah Masechta, says three Dayonim. So Mor says, Hochi Koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kish Zebor Loy Bezdin Echad, the first Reuven chooses one Bezdin. Then the Zeh Boruloi Bezdin Echad. The other one chooses a different Bezdin. And the pshat is, each one is not happy with the other one's Bezdin. So then the Loch Rish, Shneim Borim Lem, Oid Echad. Both together have a right to choose a third Bezdin. Since each one was not happy with the other one's Bezdin, therefore they have a right to choose another Bezdin. Then the Chlam, all you have to have is just three Dayon. For the Gemara, the Afilu Loive, Motzi Makiv, is it true that even the Leiva could stop, if the Malva comes with the Bezdin, the Leiva could stop the Bezdin? I, the Oma Rebelozer, Blazer says like this, that Leishon Ralamalva, it's only the Malva that has the right to stop the Bezdin. Alva Leiva, but Leiva doesn't have right to stop the Bezdin of the Malva. That means Kaifen Oisai V'don Diroi, like we force the Leiva to come to the Malva's town, like to Paskinuk with the Malva's Bezdin. So you see, the Leiva does not have a right to reject the Malva's Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Kediyomer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Be'akoyesh Shebesu Yishon, we'll see Gemara later. Talking about Akoyesh, the Bezdin in Surya, that they b'chla did not know the halachas. And therefore, even the Leiva has the right to say, I don't want to use your Bezdin. His Hochanami here also, Be'akoyesh Shebesu Yishon, here also talking about these courts in Surya that were there that did not know the halachas, and therefore even the Leiva has the right to say, no, I don't want the Bezdin. Avolum chaloy benchem would have been a good dayonim that know the halacha. Then about the halacha cannot say no. Mora says Rav Papa. Rav Papa says afidul tenu mumchin. Even if you want to say we're talking about mumcha over here, and still the Leib has a right to say no. Why? The going bedin of the Rav Huna Rav Chizda. Whereas we're talking about that the two dayonim in the same town, like Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, both in the same town. Therefore, the Leib has a right to say, I don't want to use your bezdin, use my bezdin. They're both in the same town, there's no tircha for the Malva, then he has the right to say no. The Kamala, the Levi said to the Malva, Miko Mitarachlam, I'm making any bomb, not bomb, making you bother. So then he could tell him to change. Tanam Lila, there's a Kamala, the Kamala say, Shnei Dayonim Boruhem Oidechot. There's a two Dayonim, they choose a third one. Now again, Havamina was, it means two different Bezdins, to choose a third Bezdin. So the question is, we Saradetan tell me a thing. Could it come in the way you say now, Bezdin, Bo. So we're talking about Bezdins, or the way Bezdin, Bosa to Pasimimru. Once we already said, the way of the Malva says it doesn't want to use that Bezdin, Ozdi Abora Lahu Bebin Achrini. Does it make any sense that those Dayonim should go and choose another Dayin, another Bezdin, for Yod also, Ma Zebora Loy Echod, is Zebora Loy Echod. It wasn't meant to say each dying go choose another one. How could one bezdin like choose another bezdin? Doesn't make any sense. Elul Gemara says, look at this Shana Mishnah. Kishezeh boroloi dainecha, that one tovea, he has the right to claim one bezdin, one dying. Kishezeh boroloi dainecha, the other one has the right to claim another dying. Now, shneim borolim loy eidecha, both the two balidvorim, they have a right to choose between the both of them a third dying. But we're only ending up with just three dayonim. Now, Maishna, what's the svar of the Abdu to do with this way, the Abdu Achim? I'm a rabbi, says, Lovin Erzi Svar, Mishrein Reb Zeira, Biterch Shezeh Borla Dainecha, since one Taveya has the right to choose one dying. The Zeh Borla Dainecha, the other Taveya has the right to choose the other dying. And then between both of them, Shnein Borla and Oidecha, they both choose together. Third dying, is so they're all happy with these dayonim, and therefore Yotzer Din Lamitoi, the Psak will be Makubal, will be an emissary of Psak, they'll both be Makabal, the Psak. Then the Mishnah says, "Achomer mechom say that the two dayonim they have right to choose as third dayon." So what's machleket in the name? Let's say because Rav Yudam Rav Kamiflagi, the Yomer Rav Yudam Rav, he says, "Ein edim chayes malashtar. Edim do not start on a document on a star. Elim kem yoedim michayes nimom. Let them know who else is signing with them. Does he have a right to know who he's going to be with?" Rav Meir left Rav Yudam Rav. He doesn't know. For Yudam Rav, and therefore they themselves have a right to choose the two Baladvorim and not the two Dayonim. The Rabbanim, they say no, the two Dayonim choose the third Dayin, Islu, they hold Rabbi Yudam, hold like Yudam Rav.
Ramei does not hold from Yudam Rav. The Rabbanim, though, Isla Rabbi Yudam Rav, may rest machlekes. Rashi says, Rabbanon, Isla Rabbi Yudam, Hilkach, Das had the Yonim Binan, Sheyivru Miyoshavi Moyim Adam Hogan. Therefore, they themselves have to choose the third dayan. Now, if they're sitting together, they're going to be part of the dayanim. They have to make sure they're with kosher dayanim. So therefore, the first two dayanim, they have a right to choose the third dayan. That's what the Chum holds. And Rav Meir is not afraid of that, no, that the toin v'nitun, they could choose the third dayan also. Omer Rav says no. Amar Rav Loi, the Kuliyal Mislu the Rav Yudam Rav. Everybody could hold when Stam Edim sign on the star. They have to know who the Edim are. They have to know exactly who they're signing with. But the Das have the Yonim Kuliyal Mole Pligi Divinan. Everybody agrees you have to have the Das of the Yonim. In other words, these three Dayonim will only be a Bezdin if all three agree together to work together, to be the Bezdin. Keep plugging with the Machlokes the Mishnah, Das Bale Dinim, to indeed the Das of the two people that are going to the Din Torah, that they should agree on all three Dayanim. Rabbi Meir Sovar Das Bale Dinim Nami Binim. Rabbi Meir says that, how do we choose the three Dayanim? Again, each one chooses one, and then together they choose a third one. It's like all of them are Anicha with it. But Rabbon and Savri, Das HaDayanim Binim. The main thing is you have to have the Das, the three Dayanim, they agree to work together, to Paschal together. But Das Baladinim Leibinim, you do not have to have that the Baladinim themselves agree to the third Dayan. It's enough that the two Dayanim choose the third one. We do not care anymore what the Baladinim themselves all care about. So Gufa, what did we just say? Gufa, Omer Rabbi Yudam Arav, Eino Eidim Chaisum Alashtar, Eidim did not sign in the star, unless they know who else they're signing with. Tanya Nam Yechu, we don't know this also. Kach hoyu nekiyah hadas shev Yerushalayim oisim. This is where the nekiyah hadas means chashen of people used to act in Yerushalayim. That lehoyu chaisum alashtar, helim kein yoydin mi chaisum imoyim. They were not signed in the star unless they knew who signed with them. Lehoyu yoyshvin v'din, they were not sit down in the din. Helim kein yoydin mi yoyshvin imoyim. Unless they know also who sat down to pasuk with them. Because they were afraid of, to be embarrassed with somebody that's not a good dayan. And thirdly, lehoyu nichnosim besuda, they would not sit down in the suda teat. Helim kein yoydin mi yoyshvin imoyim. Unless they would know who's sitting down teat with them. Otherwise, they would not sit there.
And like Rashi says, because it's the Ginayi L'Tamir Chachomim, Leishev Eitzel Amoritz V'Suda. It's not nice for Tam Chachom to sit next to an Amoritz by the Suda. And therefore, they would check out first to make sure who they're sitting next to. Then it says in the Mishnah, Zeh Poisul Dayonim, that each one has a right to parcel the other one's dying that the other one chose. So, first, the question is this so poshid? Kol Kimin, is this like a true? The apostle Dainai, how come you have right to apostle Dayonim? The Chori is the Mekubah, the Gedain, how could you apostle him? So Rabbi Yochanan says, we're talking about the Be'akoy Sheba Surya. This Bezdin was a Bezdin in Surya, meaning that this Bezdin over there, the Dayonim, they're not known Alochis. And therefore you have right to apostle him. Ava Mumchaloi, but a Dayin that's a Mumcha and a Chanami, then the life of the other one does not have right to apostle the Dayin. So Mar says, this true, Hamidik Tony Sefer synthesized in the Sefer of the Mishnah. V'chachom, Mar Nechom, to say, Eimosai. When do you have right to passel the other one, the other Dayim Bezman, she may be right, if you could bring a proof, Shem Kroivim, that the core of the apostle will be a Dayim, by Psun, or else the Psunim. Avlim Hoi, Yiksherim, but let's say they were Yiksherim, my Mumchim, Vipi Bezni, were Mumchim, and the Yochla Poisa, you can't passel them. This is the Chom Shita. But Mechal, this will be a proof then to Rabbi Meir, the current Rabbi Shita, Mumchim Nami Koma, that even a Mumch also, one can pass with the other one. So this is the question, why? If the dying is a dying Mumchim, how could you pass them then? What kind of swords is? How could you pass them? Samara says, that's not Shra. Tehochi Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Or this is the Chom means to say. Avlam Hoyik Sherim. Let's say the Dayanim were Sherim, then Nasa Kamumchem Iti Bezdin. It's as if then the Mumchem Fiz Bezdin, the Enyochla person, then everybody agrees. If the Dayim was a Dayim Mumchem, everybody agrees then that you can't pass on such a Dayim. That's what I meant to say. In such a case, that you all agree then that you can't pass on the Dayim. Toshima, come in, I'll try and bring you proof. Omulel Reb Meir, was that Reb Meir? Loi kol ha'menu she'poisul dayin she'mumcha l'rabim. You have the right to pass le'a dayin as a mumcha l'rabim. So mashma, he held from the other one, the Tanakama, that you could pass le'a dayin she'mumcha l'rabim. I was saying everybody holds you can't pass le'a dayin as a mumcha l'rabim. Eima say like this, the girsa should be, loi kol ha'menu she'poisul dayin she'hemchu rabim aleyim. Means the dayin, even though it's not a mumcha, the mice, if the oilam was mekabalim, that they want to use him, then it's no svar you have a right to pass them. So that's what I meant to say. As long as they are mekabal upon themselves to use him, then you can't pass him. Another more says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We'll learn like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi. That lo oilam poisav erlich, you have a right to pass the other dying. Achi kabal lola bezdin shemum chalarabim. Unless they are mekabal upon themselves a dying, that the people accepted upon themselves to use him for the dying. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Vo'edim, so therefore it's not sure if there really wouldn't have been a mumcha by the kipaslen, but in Chu Rabin, that's the machlekes. For the Gemara vo'edim, it says before you kipasle edim also, I vo'edim kumumchim dami, edim akosher edim, so how could you pasle an ed? V'yom Rav Meir, Meir says, zeh poisle edim shal zeh, v'zeh poisle edim shal zeh, each one has right to pasle, the other one's edim. So how could you pasle somebody's edim? Edim should be like a mumcha. And the Gemara Yitmullah, we learned on this, Am Rashlaka, Rashlaka says that Pai Peh Kodesh Yom Adav Azeh. No, like he wondered, like Peh Kodesh, like a Peh Kodesh, but Rav Meir's mouth is a possible Yom Adav Azeh, the possible Rav Meir should say something like this, that he could pass somebody else's Edim, doesn't make sense. But rather, Tony, Rashlaka said, Goris Edoi, not a Loshin Edim, but Edoi means an Ed Yachad. One aid. That's who you could pass. Aid do shall zeh. Samara says, aid doi lamai. Let's see, an aid echod. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of an aid echod come? Wasn't it two wife over here? What did you use with an aid echod lamai? You let me, if you want to tell me the mummin that the one aid echod is coming to Mechayiv mummin to say that you owed the money. Samara says, them shita you can't use him. You don't need him to pass him. Shita can't be used. Eli the Mammon, Rachmona passes. The Torah says that he's possible. You can't use an Eidech, the Mechai Mammon, you have to have two Eidim. Elamai Eil is Shvu. It's a question of leaving this Eidech, the Mechai Mammon, is Shvu. For as the Gemara there, how could you pass him? Hem nu mehemin kivei trei, that the Torah believes him like two Eidim. Again, to the Pasha Shvu, even Eidech has come, Lishvu. Samara says, the Erlim really we're talking about over here, the Mamma. Talking about now this one Eidecha now has come with this Eidus about Hilchas Mamma. And Lord Tzricha, the Chiddush over here is, that what do you have to have one to passel? If it's an Eidecha, it can't be Mechayiv your money anyway. So Teretz of Lord Tzricha, no one is necessary over here to teach us. The Kiblo Yolei Kivetrei, that they accepted upon themselves to trust this one Eidecha like to Eidim. And that's something you could do. You can makabel upon yourself, like Kivei Trei. Rashi says, "Bitchilas Devrei," the beginning of the words, "Kiblu Alein Bishnam." They accepted to believe this Eidech. I'd like to. Samara says, "Then my kamashon." So what's the chiddush over here? That the other one could retract and say, "No, I don't want to accept him anymore." So what are you telling me now, my kamashon? That the motzi hodebe, he has the right to retract. That's the chiddush over here. That even though first he accepted the Eidech, to believe him like true, later he could change his mind and says, no, I don't want to accept him. So Master Kashu, that's the Chiddush of here, the Chura Tanina, we learned this already. Tanina, we learned this. Omar loy, if somebody says, Neman alai Abba, I trust my father. Neman alai Yavich, I trust your father. Neman alai Gimur Raye Baka, three shepherds, I trust them to be like Dayonim. I want them to be my Dayonim. Even though they're not fit to do it, really, but if you accept it upon yourself, you could accept it. Like you say, you want your father to be a dying, you want his father to be a dying, even though they're craving. But if you accept it upon yourself, it's okay. And same thing, you could trust upon yourself to have three judges that are stam roya boka, they're not mumcha. It says over here clearly in Machlekes that Rabbi Meir says yochel achzava, they could retract. Even though first you accept it upon yourself, but if you want to retract, you have a right to retract. The Chacham or Mechom say, "Ein yochel achzava." The Chacham say, "No, you have no right to retract." So they learned this already one time. So what's the Chiddush to say the second time for? And the Yomer Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi says, "Breid Rav Nachman, Breid Rav Yosef, Kegoyin."